Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is the lesson which you heard just a moment ago, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I've never been in prison, except on occasion to visit my folks there. I've never been deserted by everyone that I counted on to defend me, although a couple of times people I would have liked to hear more from were silent. I've never faced death. At least, I have seldom had to come to grips with how very, very near death really is to every one of us every single minute. I've never been in prison, never been deserted, I've never been facing death. But St. Paul was. I've never been on trial for my professional life before a church council. Although, some of them have been a little mad at me at times. I've never been completely hung out to dry by a voters' assembly, just a little embarrassed sometimes. I've never had a congregation that wanted my head. I never have. But some of you will. Our text this morning is often called Paul's valedictory. Given what we do at high school graduations, that seems a little bit festive for this occasion. Paul is in prison, and this is not the relatively cushy house arrest of his first time in Rome back in Acts chapter 28. This one does not have the optimistic outlook that Paul reflected in writing to the Philippians back then, confident that that time he would be released and continue his work among them. This is literally a valedictory, a farewell address, but there's no pomp and circumstance. Paul is going to die. And what almost seems worse, Paul is facing death virtually alone. Verse 16 of our text, "At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me." Apparently, Paul has recently had what we would call a preliminary hearing. This would have been an opportunity, among other things, for prominent citizens of Rome to come and speak on behalf of the accused. Paul says back in verse 11 that Luke is there. Luke is with him. He's not totally alone. But Luke's voice would not have been counted in this setting. There must have been more prominent voices, people who would carry some weight with the Roman magistrates, who had promised to speak on Paul's behalf. But when the chips were down, there were no shows. This was the tenor of things in Rome at this time. If you were a Christian, or you would stand up with or for a Christian, your life was in danger too. Nobody had the guts. I've never faced death, certainly not at the hands of a congregation, and most of you won't either. But some of you will feel that way. I've told most of you, probably all of you, a number of times, that the congregations that I served were honestly delightful in every way. They were wonderfully supportive, and I fully anticipate that for every single one of you. As I travel around, I hear again and again, you know, so many endorsements of the loving congregations that our former students get to serve. But they're not all that way. Just this past week at a pastor's conference, more than a couple of guys want to talk. "Dr. Fikencher, can we have a minute?" The call document said they were supportive of the Synod's position on close communion. But, of course, my Methodist fishing buddy from up north, he's got to be the exception. Yes, Pastor, we will have a lodge funeral in our church. How dare you tell my daughter that she can't have the wedding she's been dreaming of all her life just because she's living with her boyfriend? The elders were all on board when you talked about this ahead of time in the meeting. When the shouting started, they were silent. Your wife, your good buddies in the circuit, they still love you. Luke is still with you. But their voice doesn't count for much right now. You are hung out to dry. You're standing there all alone. And they want to kill you. That makes you angry. It makes me angry for you. So how does Paul deal with that? Verse 16 again. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. Father, forgive them. And Father, let them hear and believe the message of forgiveness through me. How in the world do you wish the gospel for those who want you dead? The answer isn't in the world. Sometimes, this time, this text, the answer isn't even in the help that God gives in this world. When you're facing death, really, really facing death, the only answer is what's beyond death. Verse 18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. Jesus' death on the cross has reconciled us to God so that our loving Father is caring for us, his dear children, every single day. And most days, that rescue from every evil deed is in the form of righting the wrong or giving us Christians to support us or strength to endure, maybe even a new place to serve. That's the way God delivered Paul the first time at his first trial. But one day, for every one of us, God's answer will be the rest of what we pray for in the seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer. We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation. And finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. You know, guys, ladies, when it's all said and done, bottom line, rubber meets the road, you know this is the ultimate reason Jesus went to the cross. This is, of course, the ultimate gift we receive when we are buried with Christ by baptism into death, when he gives us himself in Holy Communion, to depart and be with Christ. for this is far better. You know, this is not just some cheap cop-out, some pie in the sky, some opiate of the masses. And not just because it's true and important and relevant someday. No, this is the only frame of reference through which we can accurately view today. Life is good because life is eternal, and eternal life is with Christ. So then, this is also the way we view our executioners. We too will, with St. Paul, proclaim that message of heaven to those who want us dead. Because we have the heavenly kingdom. The Lord will rescue me from every evil and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.